Ready?
All right, Larry, when you're ready.
Here we go.
All right.
One, two, three.
In front of a crowd gathered at the Broomfield RTD Park and Ride, a group of local government figures and RTD officials cut the ribbon on RTD's new Flatiron Flyer bus rapid transit.
The Flatiron Flyer BRT service will launch in January. That's just a short 6 months away. The rest of the highway improvements will be done at that time. It will provide reliable and frequent bus service along US 36 corridor between Denver and Boulder.
When fully operating, the buses will follow a 30-mile route, including 18 miles of improved US 36 roadway, connecting Denver and Boulder with stops at McCaslin, Flatirons Mall, Broomfield, Church Ranch, and Sheridan. While the new service presents a fast connection between Boulder and Denver, some continue to lobby for the expansion of light rail to Boulder. Colorado Congressman Jared Polis attended the event and urged RTD to continue to expand.
As you know, little history, in 2004, the voters across the RTD region passed the Fast Tracks Initiative, including light rail through the Northwest Corridor. Unfortunately, while that light rail was supposed to be completed in 2017, it's been delayed, and we urge RTD to complete that as soon as possible.
I asked Congressman Polis about what the new rapid bus service means for the future of light rail in Boulder and along US 36.
Well, it's not too different than the old buses. Residents of Broomfield, Boulder, Adams County have paid over, $1 billion in taxes since the 2004 Fast Tracks Initiative that included light rail. And this is obviously no substitute for light rail. It is a little bit more comfortable than the old buses. They have power outlets in the seats. They've also consolidated the routes, and I think they've cut the travel time down by a couple minutes to Denver from Louisville and Boulder. But we hope that this stage is temporary, and I want to continue to encourage RTD to get to work on completing the rail solution that was promised in 2004 in Fast Tracks.
As was mentioned, the buses themselves are an improvement on the RTD's current fleet. New amenities include 120-volt outlets and USB charging in each seat, as well as individual air conditioning vents and overhead reading lights. In addition, RTD will be upgrading bus stations along the service, including updating the design, adding digital displays, and installing self-service ticket vending machines. The service will officially open on January 17, 2016. For KGNU, I'm Sebastian Mayer.